Here we are. Welcome.
And exhale.
Another week. Back at our shit again. It's Richie and Wes. We are talking about today's trending topics, asking our sex question of the week, and getting nerdy with a couple shady things, actually. Yes. Basically, the whole podcast
is whole shady. New Year's is going to be a shady podcast show.
Completely.
If people would stop doing stupid stuff for us to shade, then we wouldn't have to be shady towards them.
That's true.
They're to blame, not us.
Right. We're just commenting on it.
It's our job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So kick back, have a glass of wine, join us on this journey.
Yes.
We're asking about sex on the first date. Should you have sex on the first date? Yes or no?
I'm just looking forward to this story. Well, that seems pretty specific. Where did he come up? And before I even could finish my thought in my head,
yeah.
I had a date last night.
Yeah. I did have a date. I think it's a time-honored question of, you know, should you have sex on the first date? Or
and one we haven't tackled yet, oddly enough.
Right? Yeah, it's very strange because we've done so.
We've done some very in-depth sex questions, but not one of the most common ones for some weird reason.
Well,
we gonna learn today.
We are, yes. Until now, a very special,
very special, a very special episode.
We are special. I feel like up front we do have to like take a moment to recognize the fucking struggle that people are going through right now, especially anyone that's a federal worker, but not just a federal worker. I mean, think about all the businesses that depend on them for lunch and, you know, just that as an industry.
Yeah.
You know, imagine everything else in the surrounding area. So Starbucks must be hurting. So it affects a lot.
It does.
So
everything sucks.
GoFundMe the world.
Seriously.
Because
everyone's getting an OnlyFans now.
Shit. Yeah. Well, like, damn. So we hope you're okay out there. Now let's talk some shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going to dive right into celebrity shade. Did you say you forgot the Golden Globes were this week already?
I absolutely did. Completely. I had brunch last week, hung out with my friend for his birthday, and we stopped by my bar, and which is right across the street from the Sunset Tower Hotel that has all of the parties. And I'm like, what event do they have going on over there tonight? Jesus, all these fucking people in limos. Someone's like, it's the Golden Globes tonight. I'm like, oh, is it?
I'm like, oh.
Oops.
It happens.
Yeah.
It does feel like it was already a long time ago, though.
It does. It feels like it was like a month ago at this point. It was not even 7 days ago.
There were some fun moments that came out of the Globes from Emma Stone. Just off camera could be heard apologizing for whitewashing that movie she was in, where she played a Hawaiian.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And then if you were on social media at all, you saw the Fiji Water Girl.
Yes.
Photobombing with
everyone. Skill. The amount of photobombing was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. And just and the look on her face looked like she knew all the government secrets in the world.
Yes. Yes.
The eyebrow was arched.
This
slight
is my
smirk.
Plan all along.
She made herself her own Twitter.
She should.
The day after.
Good for her.
She already had more followers than I do on Twitter within that first day.
Hey, you know, that's being in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good for her.
One thing that I saw and I kind of wanted to bump on was that, okay, so Lady Gaga, yes, was nominated for a Golden Globe. And yes, she was good in that movie. No one's denying that. That's why she got nominated. But the fact that Glenn Close won was not an upset. And I saw so many, like, news outlets being like, ooh, you know, Gaga loses and
she was
upset, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
It's like, against Glenn fucking Close?
Yeah, for acting, Glenn Close should win every
Come on,
time.
Let's just be honest here.
Come on. Don't try it. And it's her first fucking movie. Like,
exactly.
Come on. Jesus.
You need to sit all the way down.
you know, it's nice just to be nominated.
Exactly. She's not hurting. Well, she was a little bit this week.
She has other things to tend to.
Like, exactly.
Like trimming through her catalog and getting rid of that song she did with R. Kelly.
Please.
Which is exactly what she did this week, instead of winning a Golden Globe.
I know. Yeah. And she apologized, which, you know what? I say too little too fucking late. Nope. I got into it this week. Ooh, the drag queen of all people. It's like, I don't think that she deserves any of this flack. The people, like his security guards and people who've kept this all under wraps, really deserve it. I'm like, no.
Under wraps?
I'm like, first of all, she deserves the backlash. She was a survivor of abuse. Yeah, and she knew this. And when they were doing that song, let me jog everyone's memory, shall I?
She when got they backlash were, then, right?
Yes. Yeah. When they, not only that, she did it with rapist-ass Terry Richardson as a director. And then her whole thing the entire time was defending R. Kelly, saying that we bond because we both had really untrue things written about us over the years. You knew exactly what you were doing.
And they released that really creepy-ass video.
Where she's being molested by him, basically poking fun at the situation. And then she wakes up pregnant by him while on a doctor's bed. The whole thing's just fucking gross. And you knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
And again, people
are pointing that. It got pulled back then.
People are thinking, or coming to her defense, oh, well, you know, she was 27 back then. She was a fucking adult.
What the fuck? Yeah, 27. That is a grown woman. Hello.
She is a fully formed woman who is very well aware of her situation.
Yes.
Did she apologize? Yes. And she should have pulled the song altogether, because her re-releasing it with Christina or whatever, he still has writing credits on this, so he's still getting his money.
Yeah.
So yeah, she can deal with this backlash for a couple of weeks. I think it's very well deserved.
Right, because it'll wash over anyway.
Exactly. She can cry for a couple of days about it.
Yeah. And certainly no one's comparing, you know, what that to being as bad as what R. Kelly did.
No.
What have you?
But, oh my God.
But you are most definitely allowing that type of behavior to exist.
And it's not like that video didn't exist a decade before they worked with each other.
Yeah, it had already been known.
Everything is just, like, thank you for your apology, Stephanie. However, you deserve the shit you're getting for this.
And there you go.
And his lawyers clap back and said that she's just apologizing because of the Oscars coming up, which I actually have to say I actually agree with. You could have pulled this a long time ago when the stories broke out last year when we were reporting about those girls. You could have said something then.
Or you could have not released the fucking song. Maybe the label made you do a duet, or maybe whatever occurred that occurred. Mm-hmm. And then once you found out about it, you could have not released the song.
We've been talking about this shit for over a year now. So,
well, yeah.
She definitely could have gone ahead and done something then.
It's been out there.
So
it's been out there for decades.
Timing is a little bit suspect.
We all know he married Aaliyah when she was 14. 14.
Yeah.
And he was...
Not 14.
I don't think he was even, a young 20 or... He was, 30s.
I think it's definitely mid-20s.
Mid to late 20s. Yeah.
Ugh. Trash.
So, sort of following that and amid this whole docuseries about R. Kelly... That's on Lifetime called Surviving R. Kelly, which makes me wonder if there are people who didn't.
That part.
Right? You know, because this has now come to light, and you know, I mean, people are gonna speak their truths on the documentary, and.
And they did.
They sure did. And so now you're seeing a lot of other artists coming out and saying they also regret ever working with him. And so it's sort of like avalanched.
Good. Now let's take the motherfucker down.
Right. Well, not everyone has been quite as upfront about it as John Legend.
Yeah. Who love that man. Him and Chrissy, just they're my perfect couple.
Honestly, yes.
Oh, and did you see that people try to come for him with having that picture with him and Weinstein?
How many years ago?
Yeah. Oh, he spoke on that. He's like, look, yeah, I took a picture and I worked with the man before I knew all this bullshit was happening. And then I never did again. And right now, he's rightfully so being prosecuted. Because he's disgusting. So don't try to bring up a picture from years ago when I didn't know that the man was some crazy fucking predator. He's like, he's getting his comeuppance. When's R. Kelly gonna get his?
And that he appeared on the show as well.
Yes!
John Legend is on Surviving R. Kelly. I really want to see this.
I will give you a link.
Docuseries.
Or actually, no, it's on Hulu.
Is it?
Yeah, I think part one and part two, maybe part three even by now.
Yeah.
Is on Hulu.
It's just, wow. So at least that's happening.
Good.
And yeah, and John Legend has been, tweeting and going off.
Little sexy ass. Looking like Arthur.
So R. Kelly is definitely...
hopefully getting destroyed.
Yeah, it's just finally like, wow, it took so long.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Bryan Singer.
We'll see.
Better be.
Well, we talked about this guy last week, and maybe even the week before that, and Kevin Hart says he's done apologizing, even though he apologized once, which was fine. You know. So maybe we can be done talking about him.
That'd be great. We just be done with him, period.
The one thing I feel that's sort of lost is like, you know, when people are, because people are really supporting him. A lot of people are really supporting him. Like, oh, you shouldn't have to apologize for a joke you made 10 years ago. Because they are totally unaware that it wasn't just jokes that he was saying.
Yeah, there were actual personal attacks going on.
Yeah. And I'm sure there are certain words that he wouldn't like if someone used them as a slur against him either, and it wouldn't matter if it happened 10 years
ago. Exactly.
So there's sort of that gets lost in it, and also just this like, oh, it's this PC culture, whatever, and oh, everybody wants to punish you. And honestly, like, I don't need him to be punished. He's not going to be. I mean, he has a movie coming out this week. He's going to continue to make millions. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to be punished, and I don't need anything taken away from him. But I would have hoped that he had maybe gained some real maturity. Yeah, some insight, some compassion, some empathy.
He didn't.
No. So I would actually want him to gain something. I don't need to take anything away from him. But just his petulant behavior, this whole I'm under attack, and oh, the haters are coming at me. No. Mm-mm. So
Has anyone heard from Ellen since that whole situation went down last week?
She's been kind of quiet.
I'm like, I haven't seen anything about her recently.
Yeah, I think she just sort of slid right into her show like nothing happened. Just figured people would forget. So, and, you know, we can forget about Kevin Hart. So what else?
That'd be great.
Guess what else happened this week? Today, actually. Baby One More Time.
Dun-dun-dun. That album was released 20 years ago today. My goodness.
That really seems like a long time ago.
I remember buying that album, and I think I was, in ninth grade? Had to have been ninth grade. Jesus. And I remember, because they had multicolored CDs, so each one, some people get a green one, a blue one, a pink one. Mine was blue. And they had... just to take you back how old this is, it also doubled as a CD-ROM.
My God. First
remember
of all,
when that was a thing?
That it was
CDs
a CD.
Had a CD-ROM, function.
So you could put it in the computer.
Yes, and you could play the video, and there was a behind-the-scenes thing of her rehearsing the choreography for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last two tracks were voicemails you could put on your phone. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yes. It was like, hi, this is Britney Spears, and my friend can't come to the phone right now, so leave a message after the beep.
Oh, wait.
These were things, if you were from hilarious. Not our generation.
Yeah.
These were things that happened very commonly back in the day. Yes.
That's right. CDs. You could download the ringtones and the voicemail.
Yeah, you could just record it on your actual voicemail machine.
Yeah.
So you let the CD play, and then you'd time it with the actual machine, and then that would be your voicemail for your home. Because I didn't have a cell phone back then. That was for, extremely rich people. But this is 1999 we're talking about.
My God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, yes, the CDs and the CD-ROMs, and as fun as that is to remember, I also liked having that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I have to say I have really streamlined everything. Most of my music is all just streaming.
Yeah.
I don't need a bunch of CDs laying around. I mean, even though now there are songs that I can't access because they're not available via streaming. So I have to like dig into my old pile of CDs and then try to put those in my iTunes.
And then upload it and transfer it.
Crazy. It's too much.
Yeah, so but like having the booklets with like the lyrics on it, like I still remember all the pictures. And what a crazy iconic album. Just bam, hit just hit the track running.
Yeah,
and didn't slow down for a fucking decade. Jesus.
She was what, 17, 18, 16? 16
years old. Instant superstar.
Well, and instant superstar that had already appeared on...
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club, and on...
Yeah.
That talent
this
show.
This is just crazy, though. Like, I don't think there's been another, like, female pop star that was, like, a teenager that has hit like that since then, actually. Also, now people don't fucking buy music and there's no artist development.
Well,
so...
True.
But it's like,
yeah, I mean,
but
that
whole era was...
of like, you had Taylor Swift and Britney and Christina Aguilera, and you had like all the really young girls. I guess Taylor's a bit
younger. Yeah,
no,
she was like after, but it was the Britney, Christina, Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore.
Yeah, they were all really
young. You had NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. The Mickey Mouse Club, I don't know what the fuck, who casted that... those two seasons, but
okay.
It was Britney, Christina, Justin, JC, Ryan Gosling, Carrie Russell.
I think they both got fired though because they couldn't sing that well.
No, Ryan could really sing. Carrie couldn't. It's like, it's insane, just the magnitude of, like, superstars that those two seasons, the last two seasons
of
the Mickey Mouse Club.
Well, they were also groomed from the time.
Yeah, but I'm just like, all those kids in one room, like, usually it's like, oh, like, one will make it or something, but no, like, that was a good seven fucking people. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, God. Where's that casting director at now? Bring them back to have them find some new talent. So you can stop making these stupid YouTubers famous.
Ugh. Speaking of YouTubers.
This is how seamless we work, y'all. I can't even see my teleprompter. And we still continuously just naturally segue from one shade to the next.
Yeah, YouTuber Logan Paul, who I guess also has a podcast.
Trash.
Cannot be as good as ours. Number
Clearly.
One. Also, I hate that I click on his stupid shit, but I never watch his dumbass videos, and I'll certainly never listen to his stupid-ass podcast.
No.
But I will when I see something as dumb as him going gay for a month. I click on it, and I know I need to love myself a little more.
Just click on, like, a blog that's talking about it. Don't click on his actual video.
No, I never do.
Oh, okay.
Never, ever, ever watched a single video of his.
Don't be hard on yourself.
But I will look at a... like, especially on Twitter, because you can click through something and it's just a bunch of tweets about it. I don't know. Apparently he was making some joke that they were just going to do a male march. Like, all the guests on the podcast are going to be march. And he was like, I'm just going to go gay for the month of March. Which is a dumb fucking joke, and it just flopped. But also, you know, people take things really seriously.
Who takes him seriously?
He did not say, he did not actually say he was good, that I know of. Actually, again, I'm not going to listen to it or actually watch it.
So you guys can fact check us if you like to. We're not going to delve into it.
From what I could gather, it was sort of a joke about all their guests being men in March or whatever. Stop making him
disgusting
in my news
human
feed,
being.
Because I can't stop it. Click on it.
Did we finally kick him out of the neighborhood? He lives down the street.
Among everything else, he's a terrible goddamn neighbor. Oof. Fuck him.
Ugh.
Yeah, ugh. And then someone else, who I'm not even going to mention because it's just pointless, was like, oh, everybody is so soft and they can't take a joke. I'm going gay for 2 months. And so I quote tweeted him. I was like, good, I hope you choke on a dick and die. Nothing pisses me off more than like someone jumping into some shit.
Yeah.
And like trying to stir it up and make it about them and be, I'm like, fuck you. Just choke on a dick and die.
Mess.
What else?
Oh, speaking of jumping on something though, I went viral this week.
OMG, yes, that's right.
All over someone's unseasoned chicken. So, on the funnier side of the internet.
Thank God.
Someone posted their boyfriend's roommate's unseasoned chicken in the oven, which just looked disgusting. Oh,
they were literally, they had just put what looked to be...
Three chicken breasts on a pan. And shoved it in the oven.
No oil.
No, nothing. Oil. No aluminum foil underneath it.
Do you think they started off frozen or fresh?
Frozen.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah, because they looked...
So, this person's like, does anyone else on the internet want to get mad at my boyfriend's roommate's unseasoned chicken? And so people are chiming in. And then...
All the memes
are popping up. And then this one, well, what I thought was a white man, but white girl was like... I'm really sorry for my people. Please let me present to you my chicken. And I made a tweet about it, basically saying, thank you so much to teacher kind. Yes. This wisdom, you are now reinstated to the cookout. And I fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I wake up, and 300 fucking likes and shit later. It's still going on phone. Yeah,
that's what's crazy about a tweet that, like, gets...
Yeah, because this was, like, not that big when I first just...
Yeah.
It just happened to pop on. I was like, oh, this is funny. Like, whatever. And then people were replying to it. And now me and the chicken and the white woman who can now be reinstated to the cookout are now on BuzzFeed. We are on Petty Mayonnaise. I just keep getting people tagging me on Facebook about, oh, look, I see your tweet again.
I love it. That's what the show is all about.
Unseasoned chicken bringing all the races together for the common cause.
Honestly, who does that? Come on.
Seriously.
Ugh. First of all,
I had a very sweet grandma reply though. She was like, she's like, yeah, my poor grandson does the exact same thing. I'm just trying to teach him. And I just tweeted, get your grandchild. Mm. And then she's like, I'm actually happy he's eating chicken now in his 20s. Because at age 8, he said he was going to be a vegetarian. And his mother said, how the hell do you expect to do that? You don't even like vegetables. And he said, I don't even know if that has to do with anything. So now he's finally eating meat. So she's like, even if it's unseasoned, I'm just happy that we've got him eating chicken now.
Something.
To which I said, your great-grandmother and baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps, baby steps. And now, it's time for Nerd News! Okay, so this week's Nerd News is kind of shady. This is where we're just sliding into...
I love that you say that with such surprise in your voice. Like, oh my goodness, we're about to be shady on this show.
Shock. It's a shock. I have no choice. Shocked and appalled. And no choice. Mainly because Star Trek, which has been a huge success as a reboot, and also has a ton of fans and a really, really strong fan base, is not going to continue their movie universe because they couldn't get their shit together. And the fourth installment of the new reboot with Chris Pine is not happening.
So how does this even happen? Please explain.
I feel like they lost a director, or like something else happened, or like they just couldn't get their shit together. And then I think, especially since they're now out on this, you know, fourth one, I feel like there's sort of a time frame and a window that you have to operate within. Gotcha. Otherwise, everyone else can be like, look, I'm booked on something else now. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I mean, when Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto are... And Zoe.
That's true.
And Zoe Saldana are like...
Yeah, when she's not being green.
Stars, right? So it's like, they're busy. So, yeah. I mean, talk about just literally dropping the cash cow.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever, that's not a saying.
It is now. You heard it here first.
Way to kill the cash cow. Yeah, stupid. Now, granted, I could not tell you the difference between Star Trek 2 and Star Trek 3. I know one of them had Khan. And one of
you're talking to the wrong podcast partner. And then, because I do not know.
I don't know. I don't even really remember what the other one was about. Another race of people who were like uber, uber white. I think.
We'll say yes.
But still, it has such a huge, huge, huge fan base. I mean, the conventions and just Star Trek conventions alone, let alone the representation at other conventions. Mm-hmm. They have the show that's coming back as well.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How did I not hear about this? Or did I?
It was on last season.
Oh, yeah, because
Discovery or whatever.
What's his ass is on it?
Wilson Cruz?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right, I'm telling you this. Mm-hmm.
It's all coming back to you now. well, you know, it's hard to keep track. There's Star Trek, there's Star Wars. There's the Star Force.
It's a lot of stars.
There's a lot of stars. So Star Trek 4 is not happening. And, you know, for me, like, I don't really care. But, like, I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, whatevs. Certainly have, you know, I enjoy whatever I see, I always enjoy it. It's just not like I'm a huge, huge, huge Star Trek geek, right? We all know my thing is Wonder Woman.
Exactly.
Because I remind you guys literally every week.
I'm actually, wait, what? What's Wonder Woman? I don't know what you're talking about.
Completely, yeah, all of the collection here in the Wonder Studio. So that's my thing, but I was over at a Trekkie's house this week, and they had all the Trekkie stuff. I was like, Jesus. Oh my god, that's right, there's a shit ton of Star Trek. Oh my
everything.
God. Everything. So, makes me a little sad for those super fans, but what else? They have other stuff. Okay, one more thing for nerd news. And so this goes back to the Oscars and the whole Kevin Hart situation, because basically the Oscars fired Kevin Hart, but then allowed him to say that he had quit.
Yeah.
And also apologize. I think they made him apologize in order to let him quit.
You know it.
But whatevs. So now, since the Oscars was sort of like, apparently, have been doing nothing over the last few weeks, you know, aside from getting the show ready, they never came up with another host.
Which I think is fine.
You know, here's what I don't get, first of all. With all the technology we have, live shows have been going on for a very long time. You can get that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Just have a fucking announcer up there and come up to present Best Picture. Blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And here they go. Yes,
or do really fun, quick video shit with some celebs, you know, doing, instead of a voiceover, have them just go right into each thing. Like, make it all just... Right? But no. It's going to be the exact...
I mean, I won't be watching, so I don't really care.
Thing.
But I'm just being honest. I'm not going to be watching the Oscars. They're fucking boring.
They are really boring.
And long.
Wow.
And just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm good.
Well, since they don't have a... I guess the Oscars think their host is who gets them ratings. This is also what kind of... Like, it tunes me into the thinking of the Oscars.
The whole thing is weird. I mean, because you have, like, Billy Crystal for so long, right. And Whoopi Goldberg, and...
But, so apparently they think that's part of it. And maybe it is. You tune in to see who's hosting or whatever. But, so now for ratings... So instead of being like, this year it's going to be, you know, something different or something cool or having any sort of... They're just like, oh, we won't have a host. So it's not even... They're not even setting it up to be interesting at all. And then... For ratings, they want the Avengers to assemble. getting all the actors for the entire
like a costume, because that'd be cute.
It would be cute if the Oscars hadn't completely snubbed.
Right, I'm like, have they ever been nominated for an Oscar ever? No.
Only for like technical shit. You know, really, really technical stuff. Or I think like Black Panther might have been for the album or the soundtrack or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
But certainly not for Movie of the Year or Actor of the Year or Director or anything.
Yeah.
Not even a nomination. Ever. And the Marvel movies are really looked down upon.
Mm.
And honestly, I think that's bullshit. They're not all super great, but there are certain ones. Yeah. And if you watch them in a certain row over the years, it's a fucking epic story.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're trying to just get them in for the ratings now is like, ooh.
No.
Mm-mm. I hope they say no.
Me too. Oh my god. I mean, we're having a very short episode already, so I can riff off of a couple of things. So yeah. I saw Bumblebee this week.
OMG, that's nerdy.
Yes.
Yeah. How was it?
So cute. Yeah. A little slow in points, but very cute, very well done. Thank God Michael Bay didn't direct it, he just produced it.
Okay,
and
yes.
And it showed. There wasn't any...
There were actual characters?
Yes, that you actually cared about. There wasn't any, like, male-gazy stuff with, like, half naked girls or anything. It was all, like, very... I mean, there was actually... The male romantic lead in this, the next door neighbor, is fucking cute.
Oh.
That's why I need to Google who the hell this guy is.
Okay.
He was cute as hell.
Yes.
There's an interracial relationship situation going on. And the story was just very, very cute. The CGI was insanely awesome, which is one of my biggest gripes about the Transformers movies, even though they... But I loved the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The rest could all just die and go somewhere. But...
Yeah, I will say the very, very first Transformers movie...
It's entertaining.
It's very entertaining. It looked real enough.
Yeah.
It was a very quick story, but they did give you... They dropped in bits of personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was very enjoyable. Yeah. And then after that, it was just all about...
Terrible.
Half-naked girls, and you couldn't even tell what the fuck was fighting. It looked like a bunch of random metal flying around.
Yeah, it was too much.
The CGI in this movie was insanely awesome. There are maybe four fucking robots in the entire thing, which is great.
So you can
half the time they're not even fighting.
Yeah.
And you could tell that they used practical effects and CGI for Bumblebee. Because when she was actually, like, touching him or something, you can definitely tell that was a practical situation. Because it was never a full shot. But when it was, you really couldn't tell. It was really good CGI. And the story was cute, and there's a backstory with the actual character, so it wasn't just a bunch of robots fighting and dumb one-liners and whatnot. It was really fucking cute. Reminded me of Short Circuit from the 80s.
Oh,
Johnny Five.
My God.
It was very much Short Circuit meets E.T.
Okay. Short Circuit was a cute little movie.
Yes.
Oh my god. Remember they made like a Short Circuit too?
Yes.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Short Circuit and E.T.
Yes.
Combined, and it was very cute because he was like not from this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really know what the fuck anything was. And she had to like teach him like how to hide if anyone besides her saw him.
And didn't something happen to his
Voice box. Ryan's he had a voice box for the first like 10 minutes of the movie. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it explains why he doesn't have
a
voice box.
So he also has to communicate differently.
Through radio signals and different songs and things like that. And it was a super cute movie. I totally recommend it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Acting was great. The characters were all awesome. It was not even a lot of action, really. It's like very, very good ratio from action to story to character development.
That's what I heard, was it was almost like a buddy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, even though, there's action and he's a car, it still is though, it's like a buddy movie.
Which I don't understand, because, and this is me watching fucking CinemaSins on YouTube way too much, and they're sarcastic, cynical asses about everything, because that's all I'm thinking in my head is, oh, this doesn't make any sense, that doesn't make any sense. So I'm like, if they're not from Earth.
Yeah.
Now, how do they call Autobots? How do they know what the fuck cars look like?
Well, they saw them when they came to Earth.
No! Because the first scene is Optimus Prime and his big diesel-looking ass telling him, oh, I found a new planet for you to go to, planet Earth. I'm like, but y'all are cars. So, like, how do y'all know what a car was? You haven't been to Earth. Okay. There are little things like that, but that's just literally me just being my cynical ass watching things. But, and you can't rewrite fucking Transformers history, so you have to just kind of roll
with
it.
Yeah, you have to just go with it. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it was a very, very awesome movie. I really, really enjoyed
it. Cute.
So that's two great movies in 2 weeks that I've watched, Aquaman and Bumblebee.
Well, you said your movie pass is back up and running.
Yes, I actually have actual movies I can watch again, right as I was going to cancel it.
I kind of want to join it now.
Well, like,
there's a theater right here.
Like I said, yeah, and it's on the movie pass thing. And the great thing is, well, that used to be, is that you could see a movie a day. But I don't even, I literally usually watch maybe 3-4 movies a year.
If I saw a movie a week, that would be 100% increase in how many movies I watch a week.
Well, now you can only see 3 movies a month, which, again, is totally fine with me.
Yeah.
I don't really watch movies that often. So, I mean, it's...
3 movies a month for me
would
still be 100% more a month.
And I can just walk across the street to the Grove and not pay $15.75 for the ticket. It's worth me just having it. It's...
Yeah.
I have far other things that I use a lot less that I probably get billed for per month and not even realizing it, honestly.
And it's what, like $10 a month?
It's $10 a month, yeah. 3 movies a month. I can deal with it.
That's doable. I'm trying to even think of the last movie that I saw.
See?
Because it's been that long.
And my friends are like, oh, you see that movie? I'm like, I don't watch movies like that. So, I mean, like, it's worth if I don't see a movie in a month and it's $10 out of my account, whoop-dee. If I do see one movie, it still pays for itself.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Now I gotta figure out what the third movie for this month is gonna be. Because this might be my favorite thing to do on my day off now is walk across the street and take myself to the movies.
Go see a film. Yeah, I don't think I've really seen. I don't know if I've ever seen a movie by myself.
Oh, really? I love it. It's the best thing ever. I don't have to communicate with anyone.
My God, what is the last
I don't have to worry about, like, meeting up with someone and times coordinating or finding a time to actually where both of us are free. I just wake up and I'm like, do I want to see a movie? Let's see what's on MoviePass. Okay, sure, I'll get this. Only thing, though, is that if you, because they gave you this nifty little card. See, we're educating you guys every week on stuff. It's
they're not even
card.
They're not even one of our sponsors.
They're not. They need to be. Oh, rate my last movie. Yeah. Yes, I will give that a thumbs up. But yeah, you can just get, you open up the little app. It does take about 3 to 4 weeks to get this card, though.
Yeah.
Unless you go to a movie theater that is on their list that accepts cardless whatever, which barely any of them do. You just go to theaters.
Oh, and it shows you what's nearby.
Mm-hmm. So the one right up the street is right here. And they'll show you the ones that actually have that you don't need the card for, so you can use immediately. But when you do get your card, all these, I'll just do the one by the Grove since they have a lot of movies going on. And you just pick, oh, there are no more screenings for it. Oh, it's a fucking Saturday, that's why.
Oh, they get picked up.
Uh-huh. Because people are actually buying tickets and things like that.
Right, so they get full.
But during the week, going, it's like literally every movie you can possibly imagine just on there. But you have 30 minutes to get your ticket. That's the only thing.
Oh, so
you check in when you're by the movie theater, and you can get a ticket for later on tonight. But you have to go and get it, like, within 30 minutes, which is easy for you. You're right here.
Oh, so if I wanted to see a movie, like, at 9 o'clock, but it's only 5 o'clock, I would still have to get my ticket.
Within a 30-minute time frame,
Right.
Especially because they will get rid of movies as the day goes on, so sometimes something will be there and then it won't be as the day progresses, so.
Right.
That's the only downside, but whatever.
Little rules.
Minor inconvenience for saving some money.
I should go to the movies more. I've actually been watching a new show on Netflix, and this has been all over social media this week. Because people are joking about it, like, because it involves, like, stalking. It's so good.
Is it? I started to kind of watch it, and then I got distracted by something else, and then I had to leave. But
he is fucking crazy, and his little like, eyes. Like, seriously, I think sometimes he really looks fucking crazy. I'm like, oh my god, he's really diving into this role. Like, I liked him on Gossip Girl. I assumed he would do fine, but, like, he's really, really good. And, but yeah, people are joking about, like, oh, I wish I had a hot stalker. Like, it's like, bitch, he killed someone. You know what I mean? Like, hello. Being stalked actually is not that much fun.
No, it's not. It's fucking creepy.
It's really fucking creepy. But, yeah, it's actually really good. And it's just such a really, like, dark comedy. Mm-hmm. To satire in some ways of, like, social media, and uses a lot of technology. Everyone's always texting each other, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So, you know, it's very modern, but also very, like, very, very, very dark.
I will definitely be checking that out on my day off this week.
But also more psychological, mm-hmm. you know. So, yes, very, very.
Be cray. Stay away.
Yeah, but you definitely don't want a stalker.
Mm-mm, that hotness goes right on away.
Well, most of the time you don't even know that you're being stalked, or if someone is stalking you, you don't normally know who it is, or you do know who it is, and it's definitely not someone that you want stalking you. Like, it just, the whole scenario is, you don't want it. You don't want it. Mm-mm. Trust me. All right, but we do want dates. Dates? What the fuck is a date?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, you still have date night. You have date days boyfriend. So do you think you take more time to have date night now that you're, like, boyfriends? Or do you think you are more, like...
I take time to have date nights now that I have a full-fledged fucking career that I have no time to do anything besides work and I get to see him for a couple hours a week. Yes. No, before I was so fucking busy with everything, he'd come over regularly. We do, like, date night, like, at home. Or we go to a movie, or we'll, like, try, like, a new restaurant or something. Tomorrow we're going to go to the museum.
What museum?
We're gonna try to go to the Broad.
Okay.
Because if you don't know and you're not from LA, the Broad is this awesome museum. They have all these cool exhibits and whatnot, but it's also very high in demand. So it's free, but you have to get advanced tickets. But you can feel free to walk up in there, but there's going to be a wait for any walk-ups. But the Broad is smart. They have a Twitter account called the Broad Standby that updates you with how long the wait is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so...
See, technology.
Exactly. So I can probably go on the Twitter and it's like, oh, it's a 20-minute wait now. Cool, let's go. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, it's an hour wait. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're going to attempt to go to the Broad tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we're going to go to my friend's restaurant, and then, I don't know, probably get drunk somewhere at some point in time. I deserve it after my weeks, and so does he. He works very hard as well.
Exactly. And sex on the first date, we asked, so we'll come back to that.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Sex on the first date, we asked our Instagram followers and our Twitter followers to weigh in. Richie and Wes, are you following us yet? I know you're not, because we do not have nearly enough followers.
Uh-huh. We can monitor this shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, come on, y'all. We know you're listening. Follow us on Instagram. Anyway, we asked you on Instagram if you should have sex on the first date, and 85% said yes. Only 15% said no. On Twitter, like, where am I?
I'm like, why is there a dramatic pause here?
On Twitter, we said, how about sex on the first date? It was almost exactly the same, with 83% at yes, and 17% said no. We did give options of a goodnight kiss or a handshake hug. Our audience is not interested in either one of those. So, they fuck on the first date, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, there's a few who apparently do not. Or or kiss or hug or give a handshake. So, okay. Okay, a bunch of frigid bitches. So. Richie Rich, what about you? Sex on a first date?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I like to see what I'm getting myself into.
I mean, do you remember if you and
your... We did not. Well, we had a very weird
courtship. Well, so you guys knew each other prior.
We had, like, a courtship and then, like, an actual official date. And that was just dinner. And, like, it took us a while to actually get, like, physical. So...
So you were more, like, friends first, or...
Like, we were... Like acquaintances
or
acquaintances that would kind of flirt here and there.
Yeah.
And he would come see me when I was at work, but it was never like a, like he knew when I was like with someone when I was on my business trip. So it wasn't even like a, like there was, I would talk to him about people that I had slept with. So there was no, nothing like that until I actually got back. And then things just happened and the rest is history.
There but you go.
Normally, if this is like a date, I'm filling it out, and then I just kind of see where it goes.
Yeah.
And everything, anything that I plan on, but if something happens and the vibe is there and it naturally just makes itself present, then you know it happens.
So, not something you would necessarily expect.
No, but definitely nothing I would turn down either.
And nothing to turn down. So, yeah, not like, oh, this is not something you should do, or you should wait, or blah, blah, blah.
No, I just say go with the flow.
Yeah. Even though I will say, you know, certainly with your current situation, I certainly think that there is something to be said for actually knowing a person, being interested in who they are and kind of what they're about, and then letting that physical part come to it. You know, that said, a relationship is also a commitment of your time and your energy. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with knowing if they can suck a dick.
These are important things as well.
So it's just like before you buy that car, you're going to check under the hood.
Exactly.
How much room is in the trunk? Can you fit all your stuff in? You know, these are important questions that one might have.
Fit all your stuff in. Literally.
We're in West Hollywood. Of course you can.
True words have never been spoken.
Do you... ever think anyone is, like, sweet and innocent here in WeHo? Do people strike you as being, like... And then you've been really surprised with how dirty they are.
Yes. I've just come to... I'm like, where is this question going before I answer? Yes. Those are usually the ones. The ones that are very, just seem kind of meekish and shy and naive. Nope. No, you're not. Those are the biggest fucking freaks. Those ladies in the streets and freaks in the sheets. That's a saying for a reason.
Yeah, that guy in the sweater and glasses.
Don't be fooled. And then the one acting like he's all,
right.
Big machismo man and acting like his dick is fucking 13 fucking inches. The worst ones. Two pump chumps.
First of all.
Can't even kiss.
Yeah. Pillow queens.
Yes.
I just want to, like, lay there.
Ugh.
Unsatisfying. Yeah. For sure. I don't, like, as freely as we obviously talk about it on the show, I don't find it really necessary, to, you know, to... put all your information out there. I already do it once a week.
Exactly.
I don't really need
to. People know that much, just tune
in. Not everyone in, you know, my daily life gets the full, you know, rundown and update of everything I've been up to. It's just not quite necessary. Also, I like to, you know, kind of like...
It's no one's business.
Keep the cape over, just keep it all quiet. No one's gonna know. Is that a non-disclosure contract? Yes, I'll sign that. Hey, if you have sex with celebrities, sometimes you have to sign an NDA. It's true. It's true!
I'm done with this. I'm completely done.
So, yeah, I think first date sex is obviously very acceptable. But I don't think it's necessary.
No, you know, not at all.
Like, you'll get there, and then, yeah, if they are, like, super terrible at it, then maybe your romantic feelings are more friendly feelings, or maybe you like them enough to teach them some new tricks. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it whatsoever, you know.
Do what you want to do.
It's fine.
And don't do anything that you don't want to do.
Right.
Don't feel pressured into doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's not necessary. And I think, too, like, a date can be super casual. It can be super quick. You could just literally meet up for a coffee and hang out for a minute and chat. Like, if you're actually going to date someone long-term and, you know, hang out with them, then, you know, you'll have... There's a lot of time that you have to make all the pieces fit. So to speak. So yay sluts, but also calm your ass down.
Exactly.
It's not all about the sex. I think that's the main thing. Is it's like the date. Ah. Oops. Oh no.
He just stole my mic.
Oh no.
I did not just fall down due to wine over intoxication. Wes just snatched my mic right off of my person.
Did not mean to do that. I was getting animated.
Like, I was checking our poll on Twitter. And he's like, pay attention now.
No. No, I mean, the point is, like, the date is not judged by whether or not you have sex. You know, that's not like, oh, the pinnacle of the evening. It's that's not it. So
not at all.
That's all. We have some terrific product sponsors for the show, y'all. So first of all, you should be following us on social media at Richie and Wes. Get on it. We'll follow you back.
We will.
And
we'll even talk to you.
Sure. DMs are open. Slide in at any time. We love to hear your stories. We'll share them if you'd like us to. And you could also give us a 5-star review right now while you're listening to this episode. Just slide up, find those stars, hit all 5, and then you'll be right at the notes, and you can see our discount codes.
Right.
From our awesome product
sponsors. Saving you money.
Yeah. PookiePots.com is offering 15% off if you use code Richie and Wes. And BoyPackage, BoyPKG.com, is offering 35% off their amazing selection of underwear if you use the code RichWest35.
So. And follow them on Instagram as well.
Yes. Also, send them your underwear pics because they will...
They'll post them and tag you and get you lots of attention.
For real. So you should be doing all those things.
This is your homework for the week, everyone. Do quiz next Sunday.
We'll know because we're tracking you. We're listening on your phone right now. You guys, thanks so much for listening. We're definitely sliding right into the new year and having so much fun. If you have any questions you would like to have us answer on the show or any, like I said, our DMs are open. So just slide right on in there. And we'll get back to you.
We will.
Until next time.
Goodbye and keep on drinking that wine.
Bye.